As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Lawsuits, lawsuits everywhere. The judges, I mean, the lawyers always win, don't they? The lawyers always win. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here for our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD on this magnificent Wednesday, and happy birthday to my daughter, Reagan, who's 5 years old today, that little force of nature, Chef Reagan. So there's lawsuits everywhere. The Attorney General, Pam Bondi, is now suing the state of Maine, over the fact that they are going against the administration's policy on saying that biological males cannot compete against women. And I'm glad that the Attorney General is doing this because they're standing up for women, and that's what has to happen. The governor of California is suing the Trump administration over tariffs, and the attorney general of New York State is now being investigated for mortgage fraud. All of that is happening today on a very, very busy legal jam-packed day, as Judge Boasberg is also weighing now, holding the Trump administration in contempt of court. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, with 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile of your dreams. Here's the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, announcing the lawsuit earlier today with Riley Gaines by her side, our buddy Riley Gaines.
Today, the Department of Justice is announcing a civil lawsuit against the Maine Department of Education. The state of Maine is discriminating against women by failing to protect women in women's sports. Pretty basic stuff. This is a violation of Title IX. The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety. I've met many of these women throughout the past weeks and months, and what they have been through is horrific. We have exhausted every other remedy. We tried to get Maine to comply. We don't like standing up here and filing lawsuits. We want to get states to comply with us. That's what this is about. We have repeatedly notified Maine of its infractions and urged them to remedy the situation to protect women. We've stripped grants from Maine through other departments, and we are going to continue to fight for women.
Good. Today, that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, in the UK, of all places, the United Kingdom Supreme Court unanimously backed the biological definition of a woman. Why is it we got to get beat by the Brits again? What's next? You're going to burn down the White House? Come on. This is craziness.
The unanimous decision of this court is that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010 refer to a biological woman and biological sex. But we counsel against reading this judgment as a triumph of one or more groups in our society at the expense of another. It is not.
Well, it is not. I do love their accent, though. It is not. It is not, sir. I do say, sir. But we know what a woman is, and, you know, it's amazing we have to have a court actually explain it to us, by the way. Oh, and you know who's upset? Speaking of women, you know the little space ride that the lady astronauts did the other day? They're not astronauts, by the way. They can't be called astronauts. Gal astronauts. Not astronauts, astronauts. Though hailed as astronauts, Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, Gail King, and the rest of the Blue Origin crew who flew to space Monday may not technically fit the bill, since none of the all-female crew actually played a role in piloting the 11-minute flight. They likely will be deemed space travelers per Federal Aviation Administration rules. I told you this was space tourism. That's what I said the other day. In 2004, the FAA called anyone, not just NASA's best, who flew into outer space as an astronaut, but after Blue Origins and Virgin Galactic began normalizing commercial space travel, the FAA updated its rules in 2021, requiring astronauts prove they contributed to public or human space flight safety. And the ladies on the very, very expensive tourist attraction did none of those things. But Gail King is very upset. Very upset that people are saying she's not an astronaut and that they didn't really go into space. And anybody criticizes it is just a misogynist.
This is what bothers me, because I've certainly read some of the things online coming from people that I know, that I like, that I consider friends. And this is what I would say to that. Space is not an either or. It's a both and. And because you do something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from Earth. And what you're doing in space is trying to make things better here on Earth. What Blue Origin wants to do is take the waste here and figure out a way to put it in space to make our planet cleaner. I mean, Jeff Bezos has so many ideas, and the people that are working there are really devoted and dedicated to making our planet a better place. That's number one. Number two, have you been? Have you been? If you've been and you still feel that way after you come back, please let's have a conversation. Number three, please don't call it a ride. That is not a friggin' ride. Whenever a man goes up, you have never said to an astronaut, boy, what a ride. You know, we duplicated the same trajectory that Alan Shepard did back in the day, pretty much. No one called that a ride. It was called a flight. It was called a journey, because a ride implies that it's something frivolous or something that's lighthearted. There was nothing frivolous about what we did and the machine that we were on and what it took for the people to get that machine up and running to get us up and get us back down safely.
Machine pilot.
So, you know, I'm very disappointed and very saddened by it. And I also say this. The what it's doing to inspire other women and young girls, please don't ignore that. I've had so many women and young girls reach out to me, and men too, by the way, men too, that say, wow, I never thought I could do that, but I see you doing it.
Never thought I could take a ride. Never thought I could take a ride on a rocket ship. It's a tourist attraction. I mean, great. I'm happy that you can do that, and I hope I can maybe afford to do that one day. But by the way, Wendy's is taking aim at Katy Perry after she returned to Earth as part of the all-female Blue Origin mission. Wendy's, the NS-13 crew landed at Blue Origin's West Texas base. The official X account for Wendy's threw shade at the California Girls hitmaker. Can we send her back? The fast food chain's account wrote on X in response to a tweet that read, Katy Perry has returned from space. Wendy's writing, can we send her back? Boom! I kissed the ground that I liked it, it tweeted, referencing Perry's 2008 track, I Kissed a Girl. But it didn't stop there. After one person pointed out that Perry and her crewmates had only been in space for a total of 10 minutes, Wendy sarcastically tweeted back, don't shortchange her, it was 11 minutes. Man, Wendy's. When we said women in STEM, this isn't what we meant, the fast food chain added. It's unclear why they took a shame at this, but the Gen Z-centric social media account is known for taking sarcastic jabs at people. I like it. I like this. This is good. This is a good use of Wendy's time, in my opinion. Don't shortchange her. It was 11 minutes. And they didn't even have to wait in line. They didn't even have to wait in line for it. Think about it. They got to go right on board. And, you know, when that ride comes to Disney one day, the space flight, you'll have to wait 3 hours for it. And that's if you buy the Fast Pass. Just remember that. If you buy the Fast Pass. Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. Remember, she was the one who famously said that no one is above the law. No one is above the law. You remember that. That's one of the most famous videos out there of Letitia James saying that she is not above the, no one is above the law. Well, now they're going after her for prosecution over mortgage fraud.
Trump administration referring New York Attorney General Letitia James for possible prosecution over suspected mortgage fraud. The Ingram angle, obtaining documents from the Federal Housing Finance Agency, accusing James of falsifying records to receive favorable loan terms. She's accused of listing a home in Virginia as her primary residence and listing her father as her husband on mortgage applications.
The irony is perfectly crushing. This is a person who prosecuted Trump for everything short of ripping a label off a mattress. As for James, if we apply the Letitia James standard that she created, there'd be little question here. This seems pretty straightforward.
There you go. That was Jonathan Turley, by the way, reacting to that. That was Jonathan Turley. So, I mean, you know, Letitia James is a horrible human being who ran for office, literally ran for office because she said she wanted to get Donald Trump.
Today, justice has been served. Today, we prove that no one is above the law.
See?
New York Attorney General.
That was Letitia James. No one is above the law. Well, then, if that's the case then for you, then I imagine then that you're going to have some explaining to do with all this mortgage fraud that you did. So we'll see. I mean, I imagine it's going to be a lot of fun watching vengeance come back. Tish James will eat her own words. Jonathan Turley, no matter how big, rich, or powerful you think you are, no one is above the law. Those words by New York State Attorney General Letitia James echo throughout the media, lionizing her after her office secured a judgment against Donald Trump for false business practices, including misrepresentation of property. That was the joke of when they said that Mar-a-Lago was only worth $18 million. Give me a freaking break. But now, the financial fraud to secure her own property loans. On April 14th, William J. Pulte, director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, sent a letter, referred a letter to the DOJ detailing alleged false statements made in filings by James to secure housing loans. For an attorney general who just prosecuted Trump for everything short of ripping a label off a mattress, the details in the referrals are particularly damning. I'm reminded of that line from Fletch. Remember that? Mattress police. There are no labels on these mattresses. Afraid I'm going to have to take you in. Indeed, the greatest danger, Turley writes, is that Letitia James' standard could be applied to Letitia James in guaranteeing that no one is above the law. The allegations against James run from the demonstrably false to the downright bizarre. In securing a loan for a home in Norfolk, Virginia, James is accused of claiming through her representative that the property would be her principal residence. As the referral notes, primary residences receive more advantageous rates. However, as the sitting New York Attorney General of New York, she's required by law to have her primary residence in the state of New York. Notably, the Justice Department has prosecuted those who have committed this common fraud. For example, in 2017, it charged a man in Puerto Rico with false statements on a reverse mortgage loan application in which he falsely claimed the property as his principal residence. It emphasized that mortgage lenders provide capital so people can purchase homes, not enrich themselves illegally. There are other such cases under 18 U.S.C. 1014 and related laws. James could claim that these representations were made by a third party acting on her behalf. However, that is precisely the argument that she repeatedly rejected in the Trump case, insisting that he was legally obligated to review all filings made in his name or that of his companies. James is also accused of misrepresenting a 5-unit property in Brooklyn as a 4-unit property to receive better interest rates and to receive mortgage assistance through the Home Affordable Modification Program. The referral also includes a claim that James filed papers that listed herself and her father as a married couple. She's got the brother lover beat, the congresswoman. Which one is it? Rashida Tlaib or no, Ilhan Omar, the brother lover. The referral includes a claim that James filed papers that listed herself and her father as a married couple. That's just gross. That's gross. The referral notes that just last year, Baltimore State Attorney Marilyn Mosby was convicted by the Biden administration of filing a false mortgage application. The Biden administration? So it's not just the Trump administration that goes after people for this? Another case resulted in a guilty plea last week for fraudulent filings and a home loan. The timing for James could not be worse. The Trump civil case has languished on appeal for months with a long overdue opinion. The appellate argument did not go well for James in that case that resulted in a grotesque $500 million fine after no one lost a dime. As our buddy Andy McCarthy put it several times on this show, there were no victims in that case. No one was a victim in the case against Donald Trump. Nobody lost money. No one lost a dime or a penny, if we still make the penny. No one. James accused Trump of inflating property values in filings, a common practice in the real estate field. It did not matter that the company warned banks to do their own evaluations. It did not matter that bank officials testified that they made money on the deal. Indeed, the victim wanted more business from Trump. But none of that mattered to her. Letitia James not only demanded an even greater fine, but wanted to foreclose on Trump properties after Trump was told to secure a ridiculous $455 million bond to simply secure appellate review. Throughout the case, the attorney general repeated her mantra that there would be no exceptions for the rich and powerful. She insisted that accuracy on such financial records is essential and must be rigorously enforced. Jonathan Turley says many of us objected that James was selectively targeting Trump after she ran for office on a pledge to nail him for some unspecified offense. She insisted that this was not lawfare and she would prosecute anyone guilty of false or misleading statements on financial filings. Letitia James is now allegedly that person. It's not clear what her defense will be to these allegations. However, she may cite the Supreme Court's recent decision in Thompson v. United States, which said in March that 18 U.S.C. 1014 does not criminalize statements that are merely misleading but are not false. The problem is that if proven, these statements are not misleading, they are false. Either this was James' principal residence or it was not. Either this was a four-unit property or it was not. The allegation is that these statements coincided with loan conditions that would give James a financial advantage. Now, the Attorney General of New York does have one likely advantage. She is unlikely to be prosecuted by New York prosecutors using the ridiculous law weaponized against Trump. She emphasized that Trump did not have to produce a single penny of loss for a victim to be hit with $500 million in fines. But that was Trump, and this is New York. So, I imagine that, to quote her, because no matter how big, rich, or powerful you think you are, no one is above the law. I imagine then that any moment now, we're going to see all these chorus of voices calling on Letitia James to drop out, resign as attorney general, deal with this. They'll be thrilled with the fact that she's being prosecuted. Something, I guess, something along those lines. What a hypocrite, right? What an absolute hypocrite. Not surprising, though. Not surprising in the least. Gavin Newsom, the fraud huckster con man from California, who, as I said the other day, is the kind of guy that invites you to lunch to pitch you a pyramid scheme. And then he charms you. And then when the check comes, he gets up to go to the bathroom and ditches you for the bill. Gavin Newsom is now suing the Trump administration over tariffs. Now, it's not going to do anything, but it's just his way of getting himself in front of the media again. And of course, that's happening right now because Gavin Newsom is a slime
ball. It is 5 minutes after six now, taking legal action to protect California. That is what a new lawsuit being introduced today aims to do. Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta will gather in Stanislaus County to announce new legal action with, quote, broad implications for California and the nation. The pair will give their statements at 10:30 this morning that will be live streamed on the governor's Facebook, X, and YouTube pages.
How about that? How about that? Unbelievable. I'm telling you, these people are such frauds. They are such freaking frauds, these people. They really are. It's just amazing to me. You know, it's amazing to me just how pathetic they are. All of them. And what I can't get over, I mean, honestly, I cannot get over the fact that we are dealing in a situation right now that the Attorney General of New York State is now being faced with fraud. The California governor is suing the president. And this Judge Boasberg says he may be holding the Trump administration in contempt of court. The lawyers always win. The lawyers always win. Oh, and the Secretary of Health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. today came out and made a couple statements regarding Alzheimer's and autism rates. He also talked about the possible overdiagnosis of ADHD, which I do think is overdiagnosed in our country. No doubt about that. There's definitely an overdiagnosis of ADHD. But let's talk about the CIA. There's a really explosive stuff coming out about the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, including all of the crazy, crazy things the Central Intelligence Agency has done over the years with all their mind control experiments. Really crazy stuff, and not just the men who stare at goats kind of things, but really nutty stuff. So let's do that. As we get back, I want to tell you about Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. That's Natural Lawn of America. That's what you get with Natural Lawn of America. You will love the results. You will absolutely love the results, and it's guaranteed. And they will seed your lawn for free every single year. That's right. That's the Natural Lawn of America difference. They will seed your lawn for free every single year. And you'll love the fact that it's safer for the kids, safer for your pets, with organic fertilizers, insect treatment, with a local family-owned company who's going to be there for you and take great care of your lawn. Your lawn will be the envy of the neighborhood, but you can brag about it without having to actually do any of the work because it's complicated stuff. It's not just as easy as just spraying things on your lawn. And that's what a lot of these big lawn care companies do. You know, they just drive by and spray chemicals and they go on to the next house. That's not what Natural Lawn of America does. It is a safer, organic-based approach to lawn care, custom-tailored to your lawn. And then every year they seed your lawn for free. 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my...
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's almost time for Joe's Peking Duck. Joe's Peking Duck? Yeah, in Marlton, New Jersey. We love that place. Great. Wait. It's Reagan's birthday. It's her five-year birthday. She's 5 years old today. Little COVID baby Reagan. And she wants Chinese food. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, wait a second. You mean to tell me Zeoli, the star of Cooking with Reagan on Instagram, Zeoli Show, wants Chinese food on her birthday? Yeah, she does, because she's not working today. On the weekends, you know, it's like, I mean, she doesn't stop. She's in the kitchen. She's making pizza. She's making pasta. She's calling people metagons. So, yeah, on her day off, she wants to have takeout Chinese food. So go figure. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. The CIA's most audacious missions revealed, from Cold War condoms to fake sex tapes and mind control. This is a great piece in the New York Post by Megan Palin, who wrote this. I love this. The shadowy and sometimes bizarre operations of the CIA are kept top secret for many years, deemed necessary to protect national security. It's only decades later American citizens learn of alleged Russian alien encounters or mind control experiments recorded by the agency. I bought the movie The Men Who Stare at Goats. Amazon was having a special on it for like $3, so I just bought it because my Marvel advisor, Brian Glass, told me to watch it. After that story came out about how they were using their visioning techniques to see the Ark of the Covenant, like as in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Ark of the Covenant. They when that story came out about the CIA and their techniques, Brian told me, he said, you got to watch The Men Who Stare at Goats. Now, I'm not a big Clooney guy, but I mean, after his starring in the role of takedown of Joe Biden, he did redeem himself from Batman and Robin, but still not a big Clooney guy. Anyway, I plan to watch it. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I probably will at some point. The full release of files on the assassination of John F. Kennedy, running into the tens of thousands of pages, shows the CIA meticulously documents what it investigates. Over the years, declassified files have revealed the agency had a hand in creating fake porn tapes of world leaders, demon dolls of Osama bin Laden. They recruited former Nazis to work on the space program and attempted to develop remote control dogs. Now, I knew they recruited Nazis because that was Operation Paperclip. And I knew about that because of the movie Captain America, The Winter Soldier. I know I'm just such a nerd, but I actually had an author on many, many years ago who wrote the book Operation Paperclip. And it was a great interview. It was fascinating how many Nazi scientists we brought back to the United States of America to work on projects after the war. And they're very, very smart people. And look, a lot of them, you know, it's not like they had a choice to work there or not. But in Captain America Civil War, excuse me, Captain America The Winter Soldier, I said Winter Soldier, right? If I didn't say Winter Soldier, then I was wrong. So before you correct me, the idea is that the Nazis, Hydra, they infiltrate S.H.I.E.L.D. and then take it over and compromise it and weaponize the agency against the American people to advance control over all of us and create a gigantic police state. But there's no way that happened in real life, right? I mean, it's not like the FBI and the CIA and the NSA might have been infiltrated by people who wanted to take away our liberty and freedom and create chaos around the world so that we would all be afraid and give up our Fourth Amendment and our constitutional. I mean, that's the stuff of movies, right? I mean, anyway, so back to the piece. Over the years, declassified files have revealed all this stuff. And let's see here now. They look back at some of the CIA's most audacious missions from their archives, which have eventually been revealed to the public. In the 1950s, the CIA co-funded an operation to drop millions of anti-communist pamphlets from weather balloons flying over Soviet-controlled Europe. But one CIA agent took things a step further, drawing up a plan to also have packets of extra-large condoms labeled only small or medium dropped on communist nations. The strategy was to lower the morale of male citizens by suggesting they were physically inferior to their well-endowed Western counterparts. The plan never came to fruition. I wonder where all those prophylactics are now. They do expire, you know, there's an expiration date on them. Speaking of which, it's Reagan's birthday. I'm just kidding. No, but she was our bio baby surprise. I always say that for years, our bio baby surprise after having two of our children come to us through the miracle of adoption. And then all of a sudden we find out our little bio baby surprise, which happens to a lot of families, actually, apparently. It's much more common than you realize, but they had a bin Laden demon toy. The CIA once hatched a plan to make a Osama bin Laden figurine with a face that peeled off in the sun to reveal a devil. Okay. The aim was to distribute the demonic toys to children in the Middle East and counter the Al-Qaeda leader's influence by spooking them. Donald Levine, the creator of G.I. Joe, was commissioned to design three prototypes in 2005 as part of the spy agency's plan to smoke out the terrorists behind the 9/11 attacks. After being left in the sun, the face of one of the prototypes would peel off to reveal a demon-like visage with red skin, green eyes, and black markings who bore an uncanny resemblance to Star Wars character Darth Maul. The action figure idea was proposed and rejected by the CIA before it got past the prototype stage. Good. Although I'm sure it probably cost like $500 million to make the prototype of the doll. To our knowledge, there were only three individual action figures of Osama bin Laden ever created, and these were merely to show what a final product might look like, a CIA spokesperson said in a statement when the plan was revealed in 2014 in declassified documents. So you know the new trend right now is to make all these action figures of people. I put up my action figure that Minnie put up that made up of us. This is a trend that's happening on social media at the moment right now. Everybody is using AI to make an action figure of either themselves or a friend or something like that. So our buddy Minnie made one for me. I put it up in the YouTube chat earlier today, and it's on. If you missed it, it's on. You know, you could just scroll back and see it. It's also on my YouTube page as well. But she did a good job. She did a really good job with the Rich Scioli action figure. So of course that would be Minnie goes by Princess in Weiss on Twitter, Princess in Schneewichen. So anyway, she did a nice job on them. She's doing action figures for, I guess, everybody on the station. She even did one for Dom, which is pretty cool. But this is a trend right now. You may have seen this. I hope it ends very quickly, because like all trends, we're now beating it to death. It was funny like the first day, and now it's just enough, enough. My friends keep sending them to me in the middle of the show, and they have no idea how incredibly distracting it is. Anyway, so that was the Bin Laden action figure. Blackmailing world leaders with a fake sex tape. See, if you're of the opinion that Jeffrey Epstein was a CIA operative and that the CIA used him or an intelligence operative at some point to put people in compromising positions, and you'd say to yourself, well, the CIA would never do that, right? From 1945 to approximately 1970s, the CIA ran covert operations targeting foreign leaders deemed a threat to the United States. Among the targets were Cuba's Fidel Castro, Congo's Patrice Lumumba, Dominican dictator Rafael Trujillo, and President Ngo Dinh Diem of South Vietnam. Lethal viruses, explosive cigars, and other spy thriller-type tactics were all used. President Ahmad Sukarno of Indonesia accused the U.S. of trying to destroy him for his sympathy towards communism. That effort included a CIA-produced pornographic film called Happy Days, which purported to show the leader in ecstatic sexual congress with a woman, although the person involved was actually an American performer in a mask. The CIA's crafty plan was to circulate this film, pretending that it had been secretly made by the KGB in the course of a visit by Sukarno to the Soviet Union. The plan was to throw him into a rage at his intimate moments being exposed and for him to be humiliated and change Indonesia's course. However, the plan backfired. Shocking. Sukarno was actually impressed with how he was depicted in the film because it showed him leaving his Russian partner aglow with fulfillment, and he reportedly ordered its distribution throughout Indonesia. That's amazing. The guy was like, look at me. I'm a total stud in this video. Hey, order copies of this. Send one to everybody. That's amazing. The CIA created remote-controlled dogs by operating on their brains during a bizarre 1963 mind control experiment. Was Fauci involved in this? Researchers implanted a device inside six canine skulls and used a remote control to guide them through an open field, according to documents posted on the Black Vault, a website specializing in declassified government records. The pooches could be made to run, turn, and stop as scientists zapped the reward center of their brains with electrical currents. And this is all in CIA papers, which were published in 1965. The specific aim of this research program was to examine the feasibility of controlling the behavior of a dog in an open field by means of remotely stimulated electrical stimulation of the brain. The experiments were eventually abandoned until Anthony Fauci came back, in which case he started torturing beagles again. MK Ultra. The CIA experimented with brainwashing during the 1950s and 60s, experimenting with techniques designed to make a person kill someone then have no recollection afterward. Do you remember the movie The Manchurian Candidate? Which was the idea that this mind-controlled assassin, and then it would go out and kill. The original was great. They did a remake of it. It wasn't that bad, but obviously the original is better, but as the original almost always is. Codenamed MK Ultra. Oh, that's a Twitter person, MK Ultra. The program involved some 149 separate experiments, many on unwitting Americans who had not consented to being guinea pigs, including a Kentucky mental patient who was dosed with LSD for 179 days straight. MKUltra was officially launched in 1953 to develop better interrogation techniques as well as to explore the possibility of creating a programmable assassin. Many of the documents pertaining to MKUltra were destroyed in 1973 on the CIA's orders, but some survived and were revealed after the last decade. A disturbing 1954 document details an experiment during which two women were hypnotized, and one was made to try to wake the other. When the first woman didn't stir, the other woman was ordered to fly into a rage and shoot her. The entrance woman picked up a purposely unloaded pistol, aimed it at the other woman, and pulled the trigger before falling into a deep sleep. Upon waking, neither woman remembered anything about the sequence. It's like the movie when the person wakes up and there's somebody dead in the room and they have no recollection of what happened. Another time, a hypnotized woman was told to wait by a phone to receive a call. The person on the other end would mention a code word in the course of a normal conversation, causing the woman to pass into an undetectable trance state. The woman would then proceed to a location to plant an incendiary device hidden in a briefcase. The mind control experiments had huge potential for abuses of power. One hypnotist told the CIA in 1951 he had used his powers to induce young girls to engage in sexual intercourse with him. In 1952, another specialist said that with the correct conditioning, individuals could be taught to do anything, including murder. The program was canceled in 1973. MK Ultra. The original Project Stargate. This is fascinating to me. In the 1970s, the CIA tested the abilities of self-proclaimed psychic Uri Geller, famed for claiming to bend spoons with his mind. You remember that, right? As part of its Stargate program, which investigated psychic powers. The project was a top secret operation run by the CIA and U.S. military, launched because the CIA operatives believed their Soviet counterparts were engaging in paranormal investigation and wanted to level the playing field. Beginning in 1972, Congress allocated millions of dollars to fund the experiments in psychic techniques. Geller and others were tasked with proving their powers by being placed in a sealed and monitored room where he was asked to draw words and objects selected by scientists using his psychic powers. One test included randomly selecting a word from a dictionary. The first word selected was fuse. One psychic drew a firecracker. His almost immediate response was that he saw a cylinder with noise coming out of it. He also guessed other objects, including guessing purple circles for a bunch of grapes. The CIA's conclusion was that Uri demonstrated his paranormal perceptual ability in a convincing and unambiguous manner. According to the records, the CIA also got their test subjects to attempt a number of other odd experiments, such as making psychic contact with aliens. However, the CIA ultimately concluded the scheme did not add value to the intelligence services, despite spending millions over two decades. The tip of the program has recently been recycled as the name of a new AI project. Geller has continued to be a celebrity and now runs a museum showcasing his life and memorabilia in Israel. Now, this part I did know about, which is Operation Paperclip. The whole story about the men who stare at goats and the psychic use of their forces to be able to envision things around the world, really fascinating. But Operation Paperclip, a secret program known as Paperclip, which saw the U.S. enlist German scientists, some who had been members of the Nazi Party, remains one of the most controversial incidents in post-war history. Top secret intelligence program brought scientists to America who had until recently been developing weapons against the Allies to harness their brain power for Cold War initiatives against Russia. The argument was that the West wanted to secure as much of the dark magic of the Nazi rocket program as they could. It resulted in the post-war employment of more than 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians in the United States. By January of 1946, 2 months after the Nuremberg trials had begun, there were more than 160 Nazis, most alongside their families, who had relocated to the United States. The U.S. military scientists working alongside one crew at the Hilltop facility in Dayton, Ohio, were disgusted by their new colleagues, expressing emotions ranging from vehemence to frustration. Another team of rocket scientists were held at Fort Bliss in Texas. Their leader was Werner Braun von Braun, the Nazi scientist crucial to the development of the V-2 rocket, which held a payload of 2,000 pounds and flew five times beyond the speed of sound. Others included Kurt Debue, a former SS officer and the future first director of launch operations at the Kennedy Space Center, who traded his death's head insignia for a fridge full of Bud and a pair of bowling shoes. According to a book called Starbound, A Beginner's Guide to the American Space Program, written by Emily Carney and Bruce McCandless III. Kurt Debus, a former SS officer and the future first director of launch operations who traded his death's head insignia for a full fridge of Bud and a pair of bowling shoes. Still a better spokesperson for Bud than Dylan Mulvaney. I'm kidding, kind of. There was also Arthur Rudolph, who helmed the Saturn V development project at Marshall Space Center before being investigated for war crimes, and Dr. Hubertus Strughold, the father of space medicine, who helped design the first pressure suits for astronauts, but was alleged to have participated in human experiments at the Dachau concentration camp. The CIA missions and experiments which have been revealed are enough to make anyone's jaw drop, but much more is still under lock and key. If these are the things the agency has revealed, we are left to imagine what else has been suppressed from the public and what else lurks in the archive waiting to be declassified. Excellent piece in the New York Post today, written by a very, very talented writer, Megan Palin. Excellent stuff. All right, let's get ready for Fox Across America with Jimmy. Oh, wait, no. Before I go, hang on. I got to tie this in. Hang on, wait a second here. I got a minute, right? UFOs. Okay, this is a good one. Viral CIA file about aliens attacking soldiers takes off with UFO intrigue. A Soviet-era document published on the CIA's website describes an alleged alien UFO encounter by military forces. This is from FoxNews.com. A declassified document posted to the CIA's website is raising eyebrows with claims of an alleged UFO attack on Soviet forces. The viral report summarizes an article published by Canadian weekly World News and the Ukrainian paper Holos and was initially released to the public in May of 2000. The first-hand report describes a retaliatory alien attack after Soviet soldiers reportedly shot down a UFO flying over a military base. The aliens reportedly emerged from the wreckage, fusing together into one object and bursting into a bright light and turning all but two of the soldiers to stone. This is all in a document. If the KGB file corresponds to reality, this is an extremely menacing case, said an unnamed CIA representative. The aliens possess such weapons and technology that go beyond all of our assumptions. They can stand up for themselves if attacked. Canadian Weekly World News estimates the supposed incident occurred between 1989 and 1990. It was initially published in 1993. That's pretty much right around the time the X-Files was gaining a lot of steam. According to the document, information acquired by U.S. intelligence revealed reports of a low-flying spaceship in the space of a saucer over a Soviet unit participating in training exercises. They wrote that they launched a missile at the aircraft, causing it to crash near the military base, and then five short humanoids with large heads and large black eyes emerged from the downed spaceship and fused together to create one single object while emitting a loud buzzing noise. The spherical object reportedly then burst into a blinding bright light. Eyewitness testimonials claim 23 soldiers suddenly turned into stone poles. Two men reportedly survived the encounter because they were standing in a shaded area and were not completely exposed to the blast of light. The CIA did not respond to requests. However, CIA agent Mike Baker is skeptical of the claims in the report. He said, if there was an incident, regardless of the nature of the incident, I suspect that the actual report doesn't look like much of what has now come out from six or seven iterations of what was originally written. So there you go. And we'll see as more and more of this comes out. If nothing else, it gives us a lot of great fodder for content, no doubt about it. This, by the way, is the top story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VeneriaDental.com. Have a great rest of your night. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.